أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا. Moving on to verse number 174 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who conceal and hide that which Allah has revealed in the book. وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, and they take in exchange of it a small price. Again, referring to the rabbis and the Jewish scholars and the priests who would alter and change the verdicts in order to suit the desire of the client. So a person would come to them with a masala, with a problem, to satisfy him and to sort of make a way out of for him from the predicament in which he finds himself. They would change the verdict and they would accept in exchange for that a small price. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it. They would accept bribes. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ. Allah says, those, whatever they eat, they consume nothing in their bellies إِلَّا النَّارَ, except fire. Look, whenever it comes to haram wealth or consuming haram, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah speaks of those who wrongfully consume the wealth of the orphan child. Unjustly they do so. Allah always describes the haram that a person consumes. Allah describes it in the Quran as fire that is consumed by a person which enters the person's belly. Of course, that is a figurative expression, and the scholars explain that it will take the form and the shape of fire in Akhirah. Every haram morsel of food that enters the belly. Allah says, so they eat nothing in their bellies, they consume nothing in their bellies except fire. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah will not purify them of their sins. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful torment. Again, referring to who? To those scholars, to those rabbis and to those priests who accepted bribes in exchange, accepted bribes and altered the verdicts and the teachings of the Torah and the Injil in order to satisfy the desires of the people. Ulaika, Allah says, those, they are the ones, ishtaraw ad-dalalata bil-huda, they have purchased misguidance in exchange for guidance. They had hidayah with them, they compromised the deen, they sold the deeni values in exchange for misguidance. وَالْعَذَابَ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ, and they have purchased punishment at the cost of forgiveness. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Allah says, how enduring, what endurance will they have against the fire? Meaning, this is an expression which denotes amazement. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ. Wow, so they know what they are doing is wrong. They are prepared to endure the fire of the Akhirah. What greater endurance, what greater perseverance that they are prepared to face the fire of Jahannam, knowing that that will be the result of their deeds. Allah says, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ, what level of endurance they possess against the fire of Jahannam. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, that is because Allah has revealed the kitab, that is the Quran, the Injil and the Torah. Allah has revealed the books in truth. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who have differed amongst themselves with regards to the teachings of the book, لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ, indeed are in great and a far away and in a very deep dispute and in a very deep dark spot that they find themselves in. لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ, far, far away from true guidance. With that we come to the end of the first quarter of the second part of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.